Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Monday, December 28th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday. Today, you're on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page has announced they found a lost dog in the area of North 10th Avenue and West Palmetto Street yesterday afternoon. You can view pictures at facebook.com/Wauchula Police and find details on how to recover your dog. Have you recently purchased an item from an online auction or seller or sold an item and wondered where you could safely meet the seller or purchaser to finalize that transaction? Well, the Wauchula Police Department has established an internet purchase exchange location at the police headquarters at 128 South 7th Avenue in Wauchula. This exchange location provides for a well-lit area that will be recorded utilizing video surveillance. Citizens are welcome to come into the lobby of the police department, which is also under constant video surveillance during normal business hours to conduct your transactions. If you need to conduct your transaction after hours or the items you're exchanging are too large to bring inside, you are encouraged to conduct the transaction near the exchange location sign for maximum video recording coverage. Your local events, the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce has announced a change of plans for the upcoming gala. They will now host the 2021 Kentucky Derby Gala on May 1st, 2021 from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Ladies, wear your biggest hats and gentlemen, wear your bow ties. Tickets start at just $125. You can reserve your table or become a sponsor at hardycc.com/gala. Your job's in Hardy County. Kemper Sports Incorporated in Bowling Green is looking for a pastry chef. You must have a food handling certificate, a flexible schedule, and advanced knowledge of food service with a strong pastry background. Greystone Property Management in Wauchula is looking for a property manager, a high school diploma or GED, driver's license, and 1 year of low-income housing tax credit. Property management and customer service experience is preferred. And Valmont Industries is looking for a material controller. Candidates must have 3 or more years of experience with material handling control or a related field, basic math and computer skills, and a flexible schedule. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon. This is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday today here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Your weather, 68 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 70, mostly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. Air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds northeast at 9 miles an hour, with gusts up to 12 miles an hour. The humidity is 56%, ideal. Dew point is 52, cloud cover 10%. The visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 8:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Monday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Monday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 50s, with northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. And Tuesday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s with northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers who suffered losses caused by COVID-19 will receive additional relief payments under the spending package approved by Congress. According to AlphaFarmers.org, Alabama Farmers Federation President Jimmy Parnell praised Senator Richard Shelby for his leadership in shepherding the package through appropriations while safeguarding the interest of ag and rural Alabama. The package includes $900 billion in additional Cronus relief as well as $1.4 trillion to fund the government through September. The American Farm Bureau Federation has opened registration for the 2021 American Farm Bureau Virtual Convention and unveiled the lineup of featured speakers, including Rourke Denver, Beth Ford, and Dirty Jobs host Mike Rowe. MorningAgClips.com reports the virtual convention will be held January 10th through the 13th, and for the first time, registration fees are being waived to give all Farm Bureau members and anyone interested in agriculture the opportunity to experience one of Ag's premier events from the comfort and safety of home. The Alabama and Florida Peanut Producers Associations made the decision after the Alabama COVID-19 Safer at Home order was extended until January 22nd. They worried if the mandate was extended past that date, the trade show staff would not be able to regulate social distancing and masking guidelines for attendees.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. How often are citrus growers spraying for the Asian citrus psyllid? That's the question Dr. Lauren Diepenbrock wants to know. She's an assistant professor at the University of Florida and the Citrus Entomology Extension Specialist. She's created a survey that she's requesting growers complete.
You know, we make these recommendations. We hope people use them. We hope they're useful. But I really would like to get an idea of adoption of those methods, you know, where we have gaps that we need to fill in information. Sometimes the documents aren't always there to back up the things that you're told. So I'm hoping that by doing this, taking advantage of these weird circumstances where we find ourselves at home a lot more, that growers will have the time to actually fill this out, provide some information. I've included, you know, are you willing to let me contact you to maybe look at your spray records historically so I can see changes that you've made over time? It's all just to help inform where our research needs to go.
Dr. Diepenbrock hopes these results will inform future research and extension programs.
If you can time your management to those periods of heavy flush, you don't have to spray as often. You can actually knock down those psyllid numbers by targeting those management actions, which not everybody's able to do that because it requires scouting. It requires a lot of moving parts, but it seems to be a really worthwhile effort for the people who are able to do it.
To access the survey, find this report on aginfo.net.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign. Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. The coronavirus pandemic has sent sales of outdoor gear skyrocketing.
Over the summer, boats, bicycles, and patio furniture were the hot selling items. Now that winter is here, people are buying snowshoes, skis, boots, and winter coats. Maine-based retailer L.L. Bean reports sales of snowshoes are up 358%. Sales of sleds and skis have more than doubled. Comfort items like cozy slippers are up 95%, and there's been a 180% increase in sales of sweatpants. Rich Thomason reporting.
Japan aims to eliminate gasoline-powered vehicles in about 15 years in a plan to achieve Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga's ambitious pledge to go carbon-free by 2050. The plan also aims to generate about $2 trillion dollars growth in green business and investment. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's take a look at what's going on in the NFL. In the Sunday night game, the Green Bay Packers playing at home have taken a quick 19-zip lead on Tennessee in the second quarter. The Packers are going to the playoffs, but they like to have home field advantage for the duration, and it helps to win every game to do that. Earlier today, the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending champions, locked up a first-round bye and home field advantage for the duration of the AFC run. The offense was sluggish, but they managed a 17-14 win over the Falcons. The Steelers finally righted the ship after losing three in a row. They're AFC North champions. They trailed 21-7 today to the Colts, but came back for a 28-24 victory. Elsewhere, it was the Ravens getting into playoff position with a 27-13 win over the Giants. Bears into the playoffs, 41-17 over Jacksonville. This is SRN Sports. More NFL finals for you here. Bengals 37, Houston 31. It was the Jets upsetting Cleveland 23-16, hurting the Browns' playoff chances. Carolina 20, Washington 13. The Chargers over Denver 19-16. Cowboys come from behind to beat Philadelphia soundly 37-17. Seattle 20 and the LA Rams 9. In the NBA at this hour, in the fourth quarter, the Pelicans are in front of San Antonio 98-95, Knicks 93, Milwaukee 75. It's Cleveland in front of the Sixers 91-68. In the second half, I should say the third, Indiana's got a 65-57 lead over the visiting Celtics. Golden State 60, Bulls 56. Sacramento is in front of Phoenix 22-20. That one just underway. Earlier today, Dallas clobbered the Clippers 124-73. Charlotte over Brooklyn 106-104. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, birthdays are good for you. Statistics show that people who have the most live the longest. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.